Buildings Lit Up Blood Red to Protest Christian Persecution. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 25, 2020. A number of churches, public buildings, and monuments across four continents were lit up in scarlet Wednesday in protest of Christian persecution. From Ireland, to the UK, to Austria, to Brazil, to Nigeria, to Hungary, to the Philippines, to Australia, to Canada, to the United States, cathedrals, churches, and government buildings were flooded with red light to commemorate the annual celebration of Red Wednesday, dedicated to the victims of Christian persecution. It is clear that the persecution of Christians is worse today than at any time in history, declared Aid to the Church in Need, the charitable group that organized the event. Please join us in standing up for those who have had their rights and freedom taken away because of their faithfulness to Christ. In terms of the number of people involved, the gravity of the acts committed, and their impact, not only are Christians more persecuted than any other faith group, but ever-increasing numbers are experiencing the worst forms of persecution, the group stated. Organizers urged Christians and their supporters to wear something red or a red ribbon on Wednesday, 25th of November, to raise awareness of those persecuted for their faith. They also encouraged snapping a selfie wearing red and share it on social media with the hashtag #RedWednesday. Prayer is the bond that unites us in love and solidarity with our brothers and sisters who suffer and are persecuted for their love of Jesus, the group stated on its website. Join us in praying throughout November for persecuted Christians. The group also notes that since the persecution of Christians is often ignored, it can be helpful to share the stories of those who suffer to build awareness. Asbe Tristan, Hungary's state secretary for assisting persecuted Christians, told public broadcaster M1 that Red Wednesday is about commemorating persecuted Christians around the world, including the dozens of people killed each day for their Christian faith, and to raise awareness of the issue. Whenever Christians are killed because of their faith, it often leaves the public cold, he said, which is why the Aid to the Church in Need, ACN, international initiative is so important. COVID-19 of May have brought many changes, but Christians continue to be the most persecuted religious community in the world, said Thomas Heine Geldern, executive president of ACN. Follow @WilliamsRome.